on the sixth day of creation, the Pasuk says, V'yar lakim es kol asher asa, and Hashem saw all that He had made, v'hinei toiv ma'od, and it was very good. Hashem created the ideal world. But as we read on, we see that things are far from toiv ma'od. The first two people in the world, Adam and Chava, commit the primordial sin and are banished from Gan Eden. Their oldest child, Cain, murders his brother, Hevel. Hashem commanded the earth to bring forth trees that would taste like fruit, but the trees did not taste like fruit. Hashem created the sun and the moon in relatively the same size, but the moon complained, and it was diminished. So why does the Torah begin this way? Hashem could have created a perfect world. What are these stories, which seem like cosmic errors, meant to teach us? Furthermore, there's a fascinating medrash that says, Boira olam u'machriban. Hashem created worlds and then He destroyed them. And then He created more worlds, and He destroyed them too. Hashem created many different worlds before He created this world. And this is a mind-boggling medrash. We as humans need to experiment and try various different approaches and methods before we get it right. But the Ribbono Shel Olam, the omniscient God, He can get it right the first time. So what was the purpose of Hashem creating worlds over and over again? What lesson are we meant to learn from this? So I saw a beautiful idea from Rav Palm. He says, right from the start, the Torah teaches us that in life, things won't always go as planned. And when things go off track, we must learn to improvise. We must respond to imperfections by developing an alternative plan, a plan B. Sometimes in business, the products you've been selling for the last 20 years may become obsolete. They're no longer relevant. Or Amazon decrees that those products may no longer be sold on their platform. Or they copy your entire product line and they sell it for half of what you've been selling it for. Or your client changed their policies and now you need to think of a new business model. You need to recreate your entire business. When things don't go as planned, we have to pivot. Hashem created a beautiful world. Yet, only 10 generations after Briyas HaOlam, humanity became so corrupt that Hashem had to destroy the entire world and start all over again. And this is teaching us, life is never smooth sailing, and we have to adapt. We must adjust to meet new challenges. The most successful people are those who can adjust and devise a new strategy. In this week's parasha, we find Avraham Avinu, 75 years old. He settled into his homeland, the only home he ever knew. And Hashem tells him, Avraham, pack up all of your stuff, leave everything behind, call a U-Haul, you're moving. Avraham has to recreate himself and start a new career. We often have high expectations for our children, but sometimes those carefully laid plans don't come to fruition. Instead of dwelling on what could have been, we need to be able to adapt and quickly recreate ourselves. People are always lamenting the past. What if? What if I had bought a summer home 10 years ago when it was still affordable? If only I had invested in Bitcoin 5 years ago. If only I sent my child to a different school. They get stuck in the past and can't move forward, preventing them from fulfilling their purpose and potential. Boira olam u'machriban. Hashem built a world and He destroyed it. And then He built another world. And He destroyed that world. And then He built another world. Why all that effort? Hashem is teaching us, we will build something and it will fail. But don't throw in the towel. Start again. Build another world. You had 5 perfect children, and now you are giving a challenging child, a difficult child. You're struggling with Shidduchim, and your whole world is crashing down. This is a message from above. You need to recreate yourself. Build another world. Work on your midos. Be more tolerant. Be more accepting. Be more patient. You were given a health crisis or a financial challenge. Hashem wants you to work on your emunah. He wants you to serve Him from a different position. Hashem built another world to show us that we can also build another world. He's telling us that after we fall, we can rise and start over again. They say, to build is difficult, but to rebuild is even more challenging. Life is not always smooth sailing. Oftentimes, life will throw us that big curveball, but we can't give up. We must regroup and come back stronger and more determined and build a better and more resilient world. Hashem built worlds and destroyed them again and again. He was showing us that when one world collapses, we must have the courage to build another one. So when life doesn't go as planned, don't see it as failure. See it as Hashem inviting you to create a new world. Because sometimes plan B isn't a detour. It's the plan Hashem wanted for us all along. And now we know. Have a wonderful day.